Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And joining us next with the sport is Darren Frehel. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Rachel. Well, Shamrock Rovers lost 1-0 in the first leg of their Champions League qualifier at home to the Icelandic side Breidablik last night. The sides meet again next week in the second leg, but the winners will face Copenhagen in the next round. But I wonder how costly that result will be at Tala Stadium. Stephen Bradley is the Rovers manager, and he was talking up the opposition before the clash, but he's been telling John Kenny after this game that he felt his side deserved more.
I think first half they proved it, but we were passive in the first half and in everything we did and allowed them to be good. But second half I thought we were much the better team and created really good opportunities. I said they were a good side and we've seen that, but I think second half we showed when we play our levels, we're more than a match for them.
Yeah, they're obviously Icelandic champions, third in their own league as well, so like you, they're well in the middle of their old season, aren't they?
Yeah, but we knew all that. Like, there's no surprises. We knew the middle of the season, they're a good side, we knew all that.
Yeah. Draw would have been a fair result, do you think?
Definitely, on the chances. They had one header first half. Other than that, they hadn't got any chance in the game. We created the best opportunities throughout the game, especially second half. I definitely feel a draw would have been a fair result.
Yeah, more from the Rovers camp a little bit later on. St. Pat's are in action tonight. They travel to Doodle Lounge of Luxembourg, and that's the first leg of their qualifier for the Europa Conference. That game underway at 6:30 Irish time. Irish international Matt Doherty is close to return to Wolves, it seems. The 31-year-old spent the early part of his 2023 at Atletico Madrid, but he was released by Tottenham and then went to Spain. Hasn't really worked out for him. Doherty joined Wolves from Bohemians back in 2010 before leaving for Spurs in 2020. Ryan Manning has completed his move from Swansea to Southampton. He's agreed a 4-year deal at the club and he's reunited with his former Swansea manager, Russell Martin. Jason Knight has agreed a 4-year deal with Bristol City after leaving Derby County. Brian Dowling has stepped away from his role as Kilkenny Camogie manager. He took on the position in 2019 and guided the county to two All-Ireland titles in 2020 and 2022. Now this weekend, the All-Ireland football semi-finals take centre stage. On Saturday, it's Dublin facing Monaghan, and then on Sunday, it's Derry against Kerry. Both matches live on RTE Sport. Now that game with Kerry of course All-Ireland champions, but they will be without the influential David Moore, who took the step to retire at the end of last season, and despite some fine form with his club, he says he's no regrets and he's kind of enjoying watching from the sidelines.
It's mixed. Some days it's easier when you're winning. No, it's been enjoyable. It's strange. It feels like at times I've been retired about 4 years. I feel very removed from it. But no, it's been great. And look, as the year is going on now, it's getting more exciting. You know, it wasn't just a case of, look, can I go in and, you know, make a difference? Obviously, that's a factor. If I thought that I wasn't going to be able to make a difference, well, then it would have been no decision. You know, I would have been left behind. But I had to weigh up. Like, I mean, I just went through and I just think, like, with work, young family, football, I just didn't think I was going to be able to keep it all going. And at this stage in my life, you know, what was I willing to suffer? And I just felt that it wouldn't be fair for the other side of the, you know, my family life or work life to suffer anymore. And, you know, football had to give.
Yeah, real shame we're not seeing him in action at the weekend. What a footballer. That was David speaking at an AIB media event yesterday. Another big shock at Wimbledon. Wildcard Elena Svitolina, she overcame the top seed Iga Swiatek to reach the semi-finals. Novak Djokovic is also through to the last four, but only after a hard-fought win against the seventh seed Andrei Rublev. Djokovic looking to win a record-equalling eighth men's title at Wimbledon, remember. There's racing today at Dundalk from 1:55, and Fairy House, where the first race goes to post at 4:50.